minutes before 6, 59 degrees in the Twin Cities, 58 degrees now. Geraldine Ferraro's coming to Minnesota next month. She'll be attending a major fundraiser at the St. Paul Athletic Club. The September 19th event is expected to raise about $200,000. Admission tickets are either $100 or $1,000. The fundraiser is billed as being woman-sponsored and organized. New tax relief proposals being prepared could save Minnesotans up to $200,000 a year. A legislative aide to Governor Rudy Perpich says the proposals emphasize income tax reductions. Individual retirement accounts are among the items being considered for tax relief, as well as rate reductions. Drunk drivers will find it harder to escape the law under a new Minnesota statute that goes into effect at midnight tonight. The law requires all drunk driving suspects to take a chemical test to determine the amount of alcohol in their body. Those refusing to take the test will lose driving privileges for 1 year. A 21-year-old woman has been charged with second-degree murder in the weekend stabbing death of a North St. Paul man. Bail was set yesterday at $50,000 for Robin French of St. Paul, accused in the death of 31-year-old Clay Warner. Police say they don't have a clear motive yet for the stabbing. A 22-year-old Minneapolis man will be arraigned today in connection with a series of rapes in a North Side neighborhood. Anthony Eberhardt has been charged with 3 counts of first-degree rape, among other things. He was arrested last week.
Right now, Motorcraft 10W40 motor oil is on sale, and with Motorcraft's rebate of 30 cents per quart on a 5-quart purchase, your final cost is just 54 cents. Sale price good now through Sunday at all Big Wheel Rossi Auto stores.
Twin Cities forecast clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. High today 79, low tonight 53, high tomorrow 79. Clear skies and 58 degrees in the Twin Cities, wind west at 6 miles an hour. And the humidity is 69% with the dew point at 48. 58 degrees at 6 o'clock. On this Thursday, this is the 30th of August, 1984. Chuck Lilligren with you on the Top of the Morning Show on WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Charles Osgood. After 3 postponements, the Space Shuttle Discovery is ready to try again for a liftoff. The launch is set for just over an hour and a half from now. Jackie Judd is at the Kennedy Space Center. Jackie, how does it look for an on-time launch this time?
This time, Charlie, things look good. The countdown is right on schedule. There is some ground fog out there, but that's expected to burn off in just a couple of hours. There are some clouds real low on the horizon, but again, weather forecasters expect it to be clear at launch time.
And no reports of any technical hitches this time?
Not this time around. Cross your fingers.
Where are the astronauts, and what are they doing?
The astronauts arrived at the launch pad about 45 minutes ago. They went into this white room that is germ-free just off the orbiter. They were strapped into their equipment, and then they crawled through the narrow hatchway and are now strapped into their seats on the flight deck. 2 of the crew members are on the mid-deck. They checked out their communication systems to make sure they could hear everything that Mission Control was saying to them, and now the hatchway has been closed. The astronauts are in there. They can't get out anymore.
And what happens on this mission? Can you give us a brief thumbnail sketch of that?
Well, I'd say the first highlight is that it's going to get off the launch pad at all, given the history of Discovery, and then it's going to be a very busy mission. 3 communications satellites will be deployed, a solar panel will be tested in space, and a drug is going to be tested. There's some secrecy about that, but McDonnell Douglas, which is running the experiment, says it may eventually benefit millions of people.
Jackie Judd at the Kennedy Space Center. The shuttle Discovery counting down toward a scheduled liftoff an hour and a half from now. More news in a minute. In Montana, a respite of sorts for firefighters battling major brush and range fires across the state, but the fires are not yet under control and may not be for a while yet. Ann James of station KSEN reports from Shelby.
The strong gusty winds that have been fanning the blazes have let up quite a bit, and that's given the 5,000-plus firefighters across the state at least a fighting chance. Finally, the airplanes and helicopters that had been grounded by the winds have been able to get into the air to make desperately needed fire retardant drops. The National Weather Service says a new batch of dry thunderstorms is expected to hit the state, bringing more gusty winds, more lightning, and most likely more fires. Over 170,000 acres have burned, and more than 100 homes and ranches have been destroyed. But so far, no one has been killed, and only one person, a firefighter, has been seriously injured. Ann James for CBS News, Shelby, Montana.
The southern plain states remain caught in a late summer heat wave. Heat records were broken in 8 states yesterday, and temperatures topped 100 degrees in 16 places. Iraq says a U.S.-built Iranian F-4 warplane landed at Baghdad airport, and the 2 Iranian crewmen demanded political asylum. The reported defection comes 2 days after 2 Iranians hijacked a jetliner from Iran to Iraq, and they, too, intend to ask for asylum. The Houston School Board and lawyers for blacks and Hispanics have settled a 28-year-old desegregation suit. Under the agreement, which still has to be approved by the courts, the school board will pay more than $13 million to the minority groups. Longshoremen at three of Britain's largest ports are set to vote on whether to join a nationwide strike. One-third of the country's dock workers have struck in a show of support for the 25-week-old coal miners' walkout. More news in a minute. Ann Beckman, the operator of the Rent-A-Granny Placement Service in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is returning a $20,000 government grant. She needs the money for a one-week training program for 170 people over the age of 55 who want to be certified as home health care aides. But she doesn't think it's right that each applicant has to fill out a lengthy application form, prove their age and identity, and disclose their income. Says Ms. Beckman, it doesn't make sense to take a person into this office and strip them down naked to get them into a program that will last a week. Ms. Beckman is now looking for other sources of funding. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Roger Erickson, WCCO Radio. It is It isn't either. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. 55 degrees, sun. 55, light wind, southwest at 3, dew point down to 47. Clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow, high today and tomorrow near 80. Low tonight, 53. Is that beautiful or what? Winds west-northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour today, light and variable tonight. Right now, 55 degrees. Good morning, Bill Farmer.
Good morning, Roger Erickson.
Chuck Lilligren, howdy.
Good morning, Roger.
Ray Christian, how do you do?
Good morning. I didn't have my earphones on. I hoped you were talking to me.
Well, who else?
I thought you meant you couldn't talk without your earphones on.
That's right, I can't.
Can't hear what you're saying.
Just a second, I'll take my earphones.
By golly, he can't talk without him on.
You're right.
That's what happens in this business. Hey, what's the category for this top of the morning song?
Morning we have from Monica Ratke, River Towns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pine River.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kettle River.
Good morning.
Morning, Elk River.
Good morning.
Good morning, Thief River Falls.
Good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning.
That was the worst we've ever done.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so,
Jeff. It's difficult to say that.
No? Yeah. Have you heard that commercial? I think it's for eyewear. I know it's for eyewear, where they say you don't want it too distorted.
Yes.
You don't want it too... That's how we do all those.
Oh, yes. Without even trying.
We're more like the ad that is stomach indigestion.
Ray, I suppose we'll follow the usual policy on our morning show here. When the Twins win, we talk about it for about 15 minutes straight. When they lose, we give the score quickly, so give it quickly.
4-0.
Thank you. Twins lost 4-0. Kansas City also, they kind of won, didn't they?
They won, so did California, so Kansas City is 3 out, California 4.
Ray will give us the lowlights shortly, or this is the year 1951, Mr. Farmer.
Yes, indeed, and I was going to say that Ralph Houk, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, is from Lawrence, Kansas, where I worked.
No!
Yeah. So, I wasn't going to mention that until he won a game.
I see.
And he finally got one here, so...
That sounds like a Kansas name, Houk.
Ralph Houk. Got to interview him during the 62 World Series.
Is that right?
Yes, well, one of my highlights.
What did the Houks do there in Lawrence?
Well, he was, I really don't know. He was always off playing baseball someplace. He was already a celebrated manager of the New York Yankees by the time I got to that town, but... Nice fella, really a fun man.
For all of you who are old enough to remember, I have a song from 1951. For the rest of us who can't, it's kind of interesting just to hear and see what the music was like back then.
Oh, darling, how I love you. What more is there to say? Oh, I was born to wonder, I was born to roam. Mr. Mississippi made me feel.
Radio radio counting down a year a day. And this year, 1951, that was Patti Page. It's 11 minutes past 6. CCO temperature 55.55. I'm going to ask Dave Ongsted, sales manager at Klein Olds, my old buddy, if he remembers 1951.